Well, effectively what we're looking is for the company, Marks and Spencers, to engage with Mandate in meaningful negotiations. We had been in negotiations, but they weren't meaningful in that particular term. They had actually tabled on the agenda for the negotiations four particular issues. One was the defined benefit pension scheme for a number of our members. The other was the removal of the Christmas bonus. Another was the reduction in Sunday and public holiday premium payments. And similarly, a reduction in the number of section managers and the employment across the country. When we were in those negotiations, the company then unilaterally just told us we've just closed the defined benefit pension scheme. We have found out that that was in a healthy situation to the tune of $17.5 million. And effectively, we saw no alternative, but unless these negotiations were to be meaningful, we would have to close off. And we engaged in a balloting exercise of 2,000 members, and there was an overwhelming 94% yes vote in favour of industrial action. So hopefully, from this industrial action, which is over 3 days, maybe after this particular date, the company will come to their senses and actually send out a signal that they want to engage in a meaningful way, as negotiations should be.
Like you said, there are plans for future strike action. Are you confident that this situation can be resolved sooner rather than later?
It has to be resolved. All disputes must be resolved in some shape or form, and I believe that will be the case. When it happens remains to be seen, but at this moment in time, the ball is firmly in the employer's court. They have to, you know, come to their senses and actually say to us that they want to come back to the table and discuss and negotiate all of these items on the particular agenda, but do so in a meaningful way, not in a unilateral way that it's only to benefit to the particular employer.